Question 24. There is little need to dwell on the apparent success of emerging markets to withstand the worst economic effects from the global financial crisis of 2007 to 2009. Indeed, as Guillermo Ortiz put it, the crisis was in reality a North Atlantic financial crisis. While this interpretation may not be entirely accurate, the sentiment at least focuses attention on the mature industrial economies that appear to have suffered most from the events of the past few years. Emerging markets, including those in China, Brazil, and other countries, weathered the downturn in part because of the lessons learned from their own experience with earlier crises. Example, the Asian financial crisis of 1997 to 1998, as well as because their financial sectors were smaller, thanks to the relative immaturity of their financial markets. Nevertheless, even before the events of the past few years, economists and policymakers were musing about the apparent contradiction between globalization, as it is generally understood, and the seemingly different paths in overall economic performance taken by the emerging and more mature economies of the world.